We've got just a little bit more time, Joe, and I wanted to cover one more area that I think that you've worked in. One of my guests 3 years ago now, I think already, it was Mike Boehm, who's active with an organization called Madison Quakers, Inc., which is kind of a strange name considering the idea of incorporating a religious group, particularly Quakers who are so unincorporated. It was just kind of an interesting thought. But he had told me in that conversation that you were one of the big supporters of his work of reconciliation and helping back to Vietnam. Could you say a little bit about the history with that?
Sure. It was, again, one of these serendipitous things. I felt a real concern for Vietnam. World War II was the war in which I sort of developed this great sense that this is the greatest insult to humanity to have wars. The Korean War was the one where I sort of took my stand, and I will not participate with the military, but I'll do whatever I can to prevent it. Then these series of carrying messages was part of what I was doing. Then came the Vietnam War, and it was just horrendous. I mean, to be part of this massive invasion based on all kinds of misinterpretations and limitless violence and so on. So the war ended. I'd been to North Vietnam twice. I'd been to South Vietnam where the Quaker hospital was. I'd seen the amputees. I'd seen the burn victims. I'd met the Quaker staff who were there. And then America walked away. And I thought, this is just atrocious. You know, we tear the country up. Henry Kissinger made some agreements that we would do something about it and then found all kinds of ways to back away from it. And then we refused to allow Vietnam into the economic circuit. So we punished Vietnam, having shredded Vietnam, and I thought this is just, again, it's just incredibly unjust. So looking for some way to do some little tiny thing, the possibility of helping to raise funds for microloans came along in the early 1990s. There was a group setting up microloans for women in Vietnam, the smallest kind of thing you could do. And this person was looking for people in Madison to help out, and I said, sure, we can help out. And that's where I met Mike. Mike was at some of these meetings. And then it grew from there. Mike is an incredible person. I mean, he's just an amazing veteran of the Vietnam War who has done an enormous amount. A person who says, I'm going to give my life to doing something, Mike is the one. But very quickly it was clear Mike needed some kind of organization, some fundraising. And so it was sort of natural that Quakers do this because we had had the hospital project in South Vietnam. We'd sent medical supplies to North Vietnam. We had long track record of being concerned about Vietnamese, and this is just one way to get working again. So we did set up a 501c3, which does sound odd, you know, Madison Quakers Incorporated, but then you go through a process, and people who give money can get it tax deducted, and that's helpful. And Mike has just done this amazing series of things. He's raised over $700,000 on his own through Madison Quakers, Inc., to build a complete triangle of schools, to get a Peace Park going, to get microloans going. And it probably wouldn't have been possible but for the small organizational structure, which then gives you a place to send your mailings and a place for the checks to come in. Paul McMahon is the treasurer. He's himself a Vietnam veteran. It's a very small board of concerned people who've been to Vietnam. So it's a tiny, tiny way of trying to do something to make up for the incredible damage, long-lasting damage, you know, Agent Orange-type damage, which still continues in Vietnam from the fact the U.S. was there for so long.